two top officials testify call was inappropriate. One couldn't believe it. By Nicholas Fandos and Michael D. Scheer. Two White House national security officials testified before the House's impeachment inquiry on Tuesday that President Trump's request to Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic rivals was inappropriate, and one of them said it validated his worst fear that American policy toward that country would veer off course. Hours later, two more witnesses, another former White House national security official and a former top American diplomat, charted a more careful course, but said under oath that the president's requests on a July 25 phone call with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine were not in line with American national security goals. The new accounts came as the House Intelligence Committee opened a packed week of testimony with nine witnesses scheduled to answer questions in public before the House leaves for Thanksgiving. Democrats used Tuesday's back-to-back hearings to move the focus of their growing case to the White House and back to the July phone call they see as the centerpiece of an abuse of power by Mr. Trump. They say he used his office to try to obtain a political advantage from a foreign power. Taking their cues from the White House, Republicans moved aggressively to try to undercut the day's lead witness, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander S. Vindman, the National Security Council's Ukraine expert. They tried to raise questions about Colonel Vindman's loyalty to the United States and sought to portray the concerns expressed by Colonel Vindman and an aide to Vice President Mike Pence as merely the opinions of unelected and even unreliable bureaucrats second-guessing the President of the United States. Colonel Vindman responded by invoking his sense of duty as an American and an officer to explain why he was so alarmed by Mr. Trump's request that he reported his concerns to White House lawyers. "I couldn't believe what I was hearing," said Colonel Vindman, an Iraq War combat veteran who testified in his deep blue Army dress uniform covered with military ribbons. "It was probably an element of shock that maybe in certain regards my worst fear of how our Ukraine policy could play out was playing out, and how this was likely to have significant implications for U.S. national security." Sitting beside him during the morning's hearing, Jennifer Williams, a diplomat serving on Mr. Pence's national security staff, reiterated that she found Mr. Trump's phone call with Mr. Zelensky unusual and inappropriate. She said she was struck that Mr. Trump was pressing a foreign leader about a personal domestic political issue, though she did not report any concerns at the time and spoke in more reserved terms.